Babe, can I ask you something? No, it's nothing bad. I mean, it might be a bit unexpected, but I've just been wondering, have you ever played with your prostate? Hey, you don't need to blush, but to be honest, your reaction is making me even more curious now. Why am I asking? Well, you know, I was just browsing Reddit yesterday and I found this article about prostate play, and it was actually super interesting. It talked about how the prostate is kind of like the male G-spot, and that by stimulating it, men can have super intense orgasms or even come multiple times. Yeah, I didn't know that either. But the comments were a mix of some guys talking about how awesome it is, and others who were kind of weirded out by the idea for some reason. So, I don't know, it just got me wondering if you have ever tried playing with your butt, or if it just isn't your thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you're interested, but you've never tried it. Is there a specific reason why you've never tried it, or? Really? You're worried that it's a bit gay? Honey, just because some gay guys are into anal, it does not mean that everyone who does it is gay. There are loads of straight couples that enjoy pegging or prostate play. If you massage your prostate while masturbating or have me do it, there's absolutely nothing gay about it. It's just you, your body, and your pleasure. No, of course I wouldn't be weirded out by you trying it. I actually think it's kind of sexy. I don't know, there's just something super hot about a man who knows his own body and how to make himself feel good. I know how to make you feel good, don't I? I'm not ashamed of that. Yeah? You're still a bit hesitant to try it? Okay. So, what about this? Let me suggest something. How about I guide you through your first time doing it? Yes, I'm serious. Well, if you end up not liking it, that's totally fine. It won't be disappointing or anything. And you don't really have to do it again if you don't want to. But if you are into it, well, we could explore this some more in the future. What do you say? Yeah? You'd be open to trying it? Thank you, babe. I'm sure you won't regret it. Just let me know whenever you're ready to... Oh. Right now? Okay. Well, it seems like you were really curious about this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now it's fine. I am really, really excited to see if you enjoy it. But before we start, I think there's a few things that you should do just to make sure that you're prepared. I mean, it may seem obvious, but you should use the bathroom before playing with your butt. We don't want there to be a mess now, do we? Remember the last time you fucked me in the ass? Yeah. Let's make sure we're nice and clean. Okay, so after that, consider taking a nice hot shower or bath so you're relaxed and squeaky clean. And make sure that your fingernails are short and smooth. Well, you know, the skin back there is really sensitive, so any sharp edges can be uncomfortable, and I want this to be a really good experience for you. I mean, I know that you already pay attention to that stuff for me, but it's just a reminder. Okay. And when you come back, I want you to bring lube and a towel that you can put on the bed so the lube doesn't get on our sheets. Yeah. No, of course, take as much time as you need. Just let me know when you're ready. Yeah. I'll be waiting over here for you. Okay. There you are. Are you nice and relaxed? That's good. Yeah, actually, I'm gonna need you to get naked for this, so I'm not really sure why you got dressed again. But I definitely won't complain if you want to do a little striptease for me. What do you mean, what about me? Sweetheart, today is about you exploring your own body. I don't need to be naked for that. I'm actually going to sit down over here to watch and guide you. You have such a sexy body, honey. And it looks like you are already pretty excited for what's to come. Buck, you are so hot. Whew. Okay. Now, put the towel on the bed and lie down on your back. No, you don't need the lube yet, but make sure it's nearby. Okay. Well, you still look a little bit tense to me, so why don't we start off with something you're a little more familiar with? I want you to stroke your cock for me, baby. Grab it lightly and slowly stroke up and down, up and down. Just like that, babe. Yeah, take your time. Let your other hand wander. Oh, just like that. Touch your chest. Slide it down your stomach. Feel your muscles tensing and relaxing. Feel your body react to what you're doing, sweetheart. Well, of course I look like I'm turned on, sweetheart. You are so fucking sexy when you're touching yourself for me. Yes. Now, let your hand wander further down. Good. Further. Lower. Touching your inner thighs, maybe scratching them lightly. Now, want to watch you start massaging your balls while you're slowly stroking your cock. Yeah, just like that. Yes, honey. Keep touching yourself for me. Good. Do whatever feels good. Just take it slow. You look like you're really, really enjoying yourself. Me? Oh, I'm just teasing myself while I watch you tease yourself. Good. Now stop stroking. Aww. I know that it feels nice, but I think it's time for something that might be new to you. Take your dominant hand and put it on your perineum. Yes, that is the area between your balls and your ass. Good. Well, now that you've found it, slowly start massaging it. Kind of like I did that one time when I slipped my tongue down under your balls and I started licking it. Do you remember how much you liked it that time? Good. Now I want you to see how much pressure it takes for you to feel good. It probably feels a little different than touching your cock, right? Well, that's because you can actually stimulate your prostate from there too. From what I've read, it's not as intense, but should still feel really, really good. Good. Keep massaging that spot. Now, slowly move your fingers up and down and pay attention to the sensations. Fuck, this is so hot. And your fingers are getting closer and closer to your asshole. I want you to grab the lube and put some on your dominant hand's index finger. You don't need too much. I don't want you to put it in just yet. I know, sweetheart. I am a tease, but that's what you like, isn't it? Okay. Once it's nice and slick, I want you to touch your asshole with your finger. Don't push it in or anything, just touch it. I want you to get familiar with how it feels. Run your finger around it in circles. Feel how it reacts to you touching it. Yes, baby. You're doing great. Now, while you keep doing this, how about a little anatomy lesson? I'll try to keep it short, I promise. You probably already know these things, but it doesn't hurt to repeat them. First off, your prostate isn't actually located in your rectum. Instead, it sits right below your bladder, but can be felt and stimulated through the rectal wall. It's also a lot lower than many people think it is. You really don't have to go in too far to touch it. Two knuckles deep usually gets the trick done. Its size can vary a bit, but based on age, for most guys, it's somewhere between the size of a marble and a walnut. And keep in mind, everybody is different, and that's why experimenting and exploring your body is so very important. You have to find out what feels good for you. There is no right or wrong. Okay. I will get off of my pedestal and stop talking. Are you ready to put in a finger, honey? Good. First, get some more lube. No, there's no such thing as using too much lube. Good. Now, apply it to your index or your middle finger, whichever one you want to use. Okay. Now, spread your legs so you can reach your ass more easily. A little wider. Wider. Good. Now stay relaxed, both mentally and physically. It is very important because that makes it a lot easier and much, much more pleasurable. Now take a deep, steady breath and concentrate on your body. Okay, breathe with me, baby. In and out. In and out. Deep breaths, baby. Stay calm and relaxed. Continue breathing just like this. Go slow and don't do anything that hurts or is uncomfortable. And when you're ready, put your finger in your ass and start pushing lightly. Don't force it in. Keep touching yourself with your other hand and keep stroking that beautiful cock for me. No, don't tense up, baby. Just relax and keep pushing slowly. It should go in very easily. Oh, you are such a sexy man. I fucking love watching you do this. You just turn me on so much. Good. Slowly slide your finger all the way in, just like that. Now, slide it all the way out. Good. Keep sliding it in and out. And get used to it entering you and being inside you. Doesn't that feel good, baby? I know it feels really good when you do it to me. It probably feels much better when you do it to yourself. And maybe, if you like this, I can do it to you. Good, just like that, baby. keep sliding it in and out. And now, let's try to find your prostate. Remember, it's lower than you might think. While sliding in your finger, try curling it so it points towards your belly, kind of like in a come here motion, and feel around a bit. No, don't get discouraged if it doesn't immediately feel amazing. You have to find out what feels good for you. It's kind of like the first time you fingered me and you tried to find my G-spot. It took a little while, didn't it? But eventually you found it, and the results were phenomenal. Keep feeling around, and remember, just stay relaxed. Tensing your muscles makes it more difficult to touch and stimulate the prostate. Very good. You are doing great, sweetheart. Yes, just like that, baby. You are doing so well. If it's difficult or uncomfortable to reach back there, you can also try some different positions. You can get a pillow under your butt or lie on your side and reach around your back, or get on your knees and sit on your hand, or if you can resist touching your cock, you can also lie down on your belly. Just see what works best for you. No, absolutely not. You look far from silly. No, sweetheart. I'm distracted because watching you do this is actually really, really fucking hot. And even though I'm just teasing my nipples and grinding myself against this chair, I really am resisting the urge to touch myself. Because this is for you. I want to watch you. And I want you to enjoy something new, something different, and something that's gonna feel so fucking amazing. And you know that I am never gonna judge you, and I am only going to encourage you to find all of those things that turn you on the most. That way, I can use them on you too. Does that feel better? Good. Now, once you find the right spot, just try out some different ways to stimulate it. You can try rubbing it while moving your finger in and out of your ass. You can try moving your finger side to side or in a circular motion. You can apply more or less pressure. You can go faster or slower or alternate. Go fast, then slow. Pump in and out while you rub that special spot. You could even use two fingers if you want to. Just know that there's no right or wrong. The only thing that matters is that you feel good. And I'm starting to feel really good. And I know that I told you that I was refraining from touching myself, but oh, sweetheart, I don't think that I can for much longer. My pussy is just throbbing. And I wanted to know if it would be okay with you if I start touching myself too. I really don't want to distract you, but I really can't help it, baby. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Fuck. Watching and hearing your moans. Oh, this made me so fucking wet, baby. I hope it feels as good for you as it looks. Yeah, I remember to apply more lube every now and then. So everything stays nice and slippery. Have you found your favorite way of massaging yet? I'll keep it in mind if you ever want me to help you with this in the future. Yeah, keep going, baby. Close your eyes and give in to the pleasure. Continue breathing steadily. No, don't tense up or hold your breath. No, don't focus on coming. Oh, for many men, it takes a lot of practice to climax just from that. So don't be disappointed if you don't manage today. Just enjoy the new sensations. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. I'm a bit jealous. That looks like so much fun. You're turning me on so much. Oh, I just can't keep my hands off myself. Slowly stroke your cock for me as you finger yourself, sweetheart. Just like that. Up. And down. I'd love to help you, but not today. You have to get yourself off today. Don't hold back your moans, baby. Let me hear how good you feel. Keep stroking until you're right. Right at the edge. And then stop. Oh, sorry, baby. But I need just a little bit longer. And I can't let you come just yet. Yeah. I'm sure you don't want this to be over either, do you? That's what I thought. Yeah, just keep doing what feels good for you, honey. I am so happy that you were willing to try this. It is so fucking hot. Fuck. I'm getting close. Keep fingering your ass for me, baby. Your body is shaking. You must be so close. Fuck, you are so sexy. I want us to come together. I'm about to come. Fuck your ass until you come. Oh, fuck. Yeah, baby, fuck your ass until you come. Oh, come for me, baby. Come with me. Oh fuck, he came so fucking hard. Oh, let me lie down with you. You like it when I kiss your chest like that? What about when I kiss your lips? So, did you like it? Because it certainly looked like you liked it. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, if you want to, I can help you explore some more in the future. Yes, there are so many fun things we could try. I know this is all new for you, so I don't want to pressure you into anything. Just let me know if you do. Okay? I love you.